Thanks for calling customer service. Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Well, hi, my name is Mary, and I filled out a survey and was told that I would receive a free dash cam. And then I was charged $67 on my credit card. And so I didn't see that in the advertisement. I thought I was just filling out a survey to get this free dash cam.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. But you seem to be right about what you're stating, but give me, can I have your zip code?
Yes, 54001.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And can I have your name?
Mary Schussman.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Mary Schussman.
And by any chance, could that be under Randy?
Yes, it is Randy. I put his name on, but I am his wife, and I'm the one that placed the order.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. And can you verify the mailing address?
737 70th Avenue, Amory, Wisconsin, 54001.
Thank you. I appreciate that, ma'am. And just give me one moment to have your account load, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm showing down that back on April the 22nd, an order was placed for the dash cam, the Hunter's dash cam, which was a free gift, which you only had to pay for shipping and handling, $7.95. That was a welcoming gift into the Factory Direct store, as you did state, where they charge you $67.32 each month to be a member. They also do give you a gift card of $125. I'm showing down that they tried to debit the account, however, it was declined. Then I'm showing down that they were able to debit the account on April 28th for the $67.32. How may I assist you?
Well, I did speak to someone on June 7th. I believe it was June 7th. And that person did tell me that she would cancel this. I just wanted to clarify that there was no place on this offer that I saw that I was signing up for a subscription for $67. So I don't know where that came from and if there was something in the fine print or what. I just thought I was signing up for this free dash cam because I filled out a survey from Lowe's. That's the offer that I was given, so I was not expecting at all to sign up for a subscription. That was totally unclear on the offer that I saw online. So I did cancel, but I was hoping to get reimbursed the $67 that I had no intention of signing up for.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look at that for you, ma'am. Because I do show down that the account was canceled out. And I'm showing down that we do have notes from you for back on the 6th, so just give me one moment to see what transpired.
Okay, and let me just clarify, too, that I did receive the email address for the dash cam. I thought it was the Consumer Direct Savings Store, but when I went online to the email that lady gave me, there was no place to, I did send them an email. I thought I could be in touch with someone and explain what happened. I had no intention of subscribing, and I would appreciate if they would reimburse that $67. And I have not heard a response from them at all since then. The same day that I spoke with your company, I did email the one that you gave me, CSZoomHCCam.com, and So then since they probably won't reimburse me, I was hoping that would happen, but I don't know that I'll hear back from them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought, well, maybe I should come back to you and use the $125 credit that they are giving me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still possible? And then I can still, because she told me that I could still use that, but they would cancel me and I could still get reimbursed that through that way.
Right, because I'm showing down that in the notes it does say that you asked for the $125 voucher, and they informed you that you still could use the voucher that was sent to you.
Well, and I did not see a voucher for $125. I'm not sure what I should be looking for, or maybe it went into my spam and I didn't see it. Is it going to be called, like, what's it going to be under? Is there some name I should be looking for if that comes? Like, is it going to be called Dash Cam, or?
It should be called Z Hunter Dash Cam.
Okay. I did not see that. Would it have come through email, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, ma'am. So it should have came. So did they say they were going to send you, resend you out an additional gift card? Because I'm showing down that they say that you didn't receive it yet. So were they supposed to, because today is the 12th. Did you receive anything since then?
Well, I did not see anything. I check my email every day. But I don't always check spam, so maybe it went into there, but I have not seen it since I spoke with that woman on the 7th.
Okay.
So, and let me say this. Maybe she did not issue it to me. I did not see that. She said they sent me one, like, earlier, and I did not see anything. And then she offered to send it to me again, and I suppose at that time I was hoping that I could get in touch with the company and they would just reimburse me and I would not have used their $125 voucher.
Yes,
now, since I'm not getting a response from them at all, maybe that would be a way to get reimbursed and then I would just let the whole thing go.
Yeah, yes, understood, ma'am. So right now, what I'm at liberty to do, so I'm showing down that you are already canceled out of the system. As far as that charge for the $59, I'm sorry, $56.95. What I can do here, I can offer you 50% refund, but that is the highest that I can go up to.
Oh, how much refund would you give me?
A 50% refund.
Okay, so only half.
Yes, ma'am. That's only that I'm at liberty to give you because I'm showing down the negligence that you had on your account on the 6th. But if you do need additional, I'm only at liberty to give you half. That is only on the previous month, and I'm showing that the last month that we had that we charged you was back on April the 28th, and that will be for $33.66.
Oh, so I'm gonna get another card?
No, ma'am. What I'm saying is you are already canceled out, but I'm showing the last charge that was for April's obligation was for $67.32, and I was saying that I'm only at liberty to give you 50% of that charge, which is $33.66.
Okay, so that's one option, but is the other option still that you could send me the $125 voucher?
Yes.
Or is that not possible anymore?
That should still be possible, ma'am. That should still be possible because it's in the notes that you already had. They already should have sent you. So give me one moment to kind of get you this voucher, okay?
Okay, because I didn't see it. So I don't, you know, I'm at my computer right now. So if you choose to send one again, I can see if it shows up. But I don't know where else it would have gone. I do use the computer. I'm probably not as computer savvy as some people, but I do know how to use it. And I don't remember ever seeing the first one. But again, like I said, I don't check spam, and I don't know where else it might have gone.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me one moment. Let me see if I can email our support team and get that sent out to you, okay?
Okay. And can you tell me what email you have for me?
For you? For you, I have. RainySilf@gmail.com.
That is correct. I just want to see if you have the right one. Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So just give me one moment. I'm just to see how about going to issue another gift card and place you on a brief hold. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, thank you for holding. I do appreciate it. I do apologize for the whole time. So I went ahead and notated your account. My supervisor, she does not get back into the office until 8 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So give me 1 second. So what I was told was that the actual email that you would type to go ahead and get the $125 gift card from is support@tryperfectdiscountsupply.com. And I can spell that out for you.
Oh, okay. And do I have to do something about that? Or
yes,
you're...
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So what I was just told was that we're unable to email it out because we are a third-party company that handles different accounts. I wouldn't be able to do it. My supervisor's not here, but she said that I can give the customer the support number and your actual ID for your purchase order, and they can send it to you. And I'm going to go ahead and email my supervisor so she can get on it tomorrow morning and just let know what had transpired.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So
well,
go ahead. So the email address is support@tryperfectdiscountsupply, and it's TryPerfectDiscountsupply.
Okay, just wait. Okay, I already missed you. So try, TRY.
Perfect.
PER, perfect. PERFECT. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Discounts. DISCOUNTS.
Okay.
Discount, sorry, just discount supply. SUPPLY.com.
Okay. Okay, so I need, okay, I'm still a little unclear. Do I need to contact them, or that's who I will hear from?
You can contact them. Just contact them and tell them that you did not receive the $125 gift card, and let me give you your order number as well.
Okay.
So your order number is 259.
Okay.
931.
Okay.
062.
061.
062.
2. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that's your order ID number, and I'm gonna go ahead and email my supervisor as well. So just in case you don't, you know, unable to get through, I'll go ahead and let her know that you didn't receive it as well.
Okay. Okay. And then I do have. Thank you so much. I do have one other question.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
If I receive this. And if I use it, I will still get no other charges, and my subscription has been canceled, right?
Correct. So just really quick, just to make sure that we're on the same page. So we agreed that we're going to go ahead and cancel you out, and we're going to go ahead and refund the $33.66, and we're going to send you out an additional gift card. Is that correct?
Well, I wasn't expecting the reimbursement of the 50% that you were going to give me. That I thought it would be one or the other, either the 50% off or the gift card. I wouldn't expect both.
Okay, so I can leave it as is and then have her do a follow-up with you.
Okay, that's fine. I just figured I would purchase something for the amount of money that I spent on a subscription that I wasn't expecting to get. So if there is an item that I really need, I would just spend up to the $67 out of the $125. I certainly do not want to take advantage of this company. I just wanted to get reimbursed. So,
I understood, ma'am. Understood. So I will go ahead and send that an email out to her just to let her know what transpired.
Okay. All right. And thank you so much. I guess I probably won't do any transactions online like this ever again because it apparently was very confusing and I never saw this coming.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. And you have a wonderful day. You take care.
Okay. Thank you so much. You've been very kind.